still be turning to 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter, the third chapter. This past weekend, I had to go to a course for work in Winchester, Tennessee. I've been to Winchester before, but never to this specific spot, so I thought, well, I'll put this in my GPS on my phone and Google Maps and see where it takes me. It's kind of fun sometimes. It takes you ways that you probably wouldn't go if you just asked around. But I found myself on some remote road in Lincoln County that was borderline gravel or paved. I'm not sure. It was some sort of combination, I think. But found myself going down a pretty steep incline. And I had gotten a little speed up, and I passed this sign on the right that said, in big letters, dangerous curve ahead. So I've driven on a lot of country roads in my short life, so I thought, well, you know, it's probably not that big a deal. So I might have let off a little bit, but was still going at a pretty good clip. And I got down about halfway down this hill, and sure enough, it was a 90-degree curve. It was like the trifecta. You're going downhill, it's a 90-degree, and right at the curve is a rock bluff, just right beside the shoulder. So it was a little scary, but I made it through it. And on my way through, I noticed it was on the left-hand side where the rocks were. There was a cross there. So you know what that means. And I thought about warnings, and I thought about all the warnings that are found in the Bible. The Bible is chock full of warnings of all sorts. You can take it back to the very beginning. In Genesis 2, what did God tell man? He said, you can eat any fruit you want to eat, except for the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And when you eat it, you will surely die. That's a warning. And you can follow through the Bible, all the warnings given to the children of Israel to straighten up through the prophets, all the prophets that came over the course of time. And then finally, here in 2 Peter chapter 3, we'll read starting in verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot, and blameless. And the sentence continues there, but we'll stop for time's sake. It's just another warning. There is a time coming where, one, we're going to die, and there is a judgment. At some point, the earth will be destroyed, and there'll be a judgment. So the rest of the story is, I had to go by this place 2 days in a row. So the second day, I was ready for it. And I went slow enough to notice that there were actually three crosses in front of the rocks. So I don't know the circumstances of the deaths that occurred there. Maybe it was all at once, maybe it wasn't. But there were three crosses, and so we know that multiple people are dying there. And if you compare that to what we've just talked about, surely you can see that people are still dying in their sins. Even though all the warnings have happened throughout time, and even today as we read this, the warning is still the warning from God. And people are yet still dying in their sin, even though we've been given multiple warnings. So the admonition for us here tonight is, Are we heeding the warnings? This is a time for us to search our hearts, to see if there's anything that needs to be corrected. This is a time to determine whether we're going to live or die spiritually. So the warnings are there. The question is, are we ready for judgment? Are we heeding the warnings? Think about this as we stand and sing, and if you need to make a correction in your life, please do so.